Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Tamara, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing great. It's so good to see you. I want to shout out to the folks. We're already getting comments. Douglas,
Yay.
Melissa, John, thank you guys for commenting so early. Douglas gets the prize for the first comment. He commented 3 minutes before we went live, Tamara.
Melissa and Douglas, rock stars, obviously. On the ball.
Absolutely.
I'm waiting for Rusty because you know Rusty's going to come on.
Yeah,
I
just
see
get
him
Rusty
every
in there. There's
week.
Rob. Good to see you, Rob.
Rob
You're
always.
30 seconds late, but that's okay. That is great to see all of you on the show. Our topic for the show today, we're going to talk about awards and ceremonies. And we're going to see, Tamara is in a birthday mood.
Yeah, I
Tamara,
mean,
tell us what is the hat for? What's the okay? Who's having a birthday?
happy birthday, Scouting America, 150 years. Woo!
115 years young. Tomorrow, Scouting America turns. It's a very exciting week for us all.
It is. And your trek on Tuesday was so good with your quiz, and
Thank you.
keynote was really rocking. It was awesome. That
Yes,
was so good.
thank you very much. We did have a celebration on Tuesday live. Jason says, happy early birthday, Scouting. Thank you, Jason. Jason's watching on YouTube. Very, very cool.
Yay,
Shout
I
out
love
to Emily.
Jason. I know Jason.
Oh, good. Yeah, shout out to Emily from PAC 242 in Stafford, Virginia. In addition to the birthday celebration, though, we're going to talk today about ceremonies and awards, an important part of Cub Scouting. Maybe just give us an overview of what we're going to talk about today, Tamara.
Awesome. First of all, I'm so excited. Emily gave me some great content. We have a lot of people
Good.
on the call or on the show today in the comments. Who gave us lots of really great content this week. We're
Yeah,
going to talk
people
about
ask, Tamara, people ask where you get your ideas. A lot of them come from
from
Emily.
you.
People in the
I am
comments.
a
Jason,
big,
Emily, exactly. Yeah.
big proponent of leveraging from other people's good work. And we have some really smart, super creative rock star leaders all across the country,
Absolutely.
constantly submitting like ideas onto the Facebook groups. When I ask for people for ideas, they share. They're always helping other people. They're the best. They inspire me every single day. I'm on there every day looking at all your awesomeness. So ceremonies and awards, what could be more fun than celebrating other people? You know, celebrating our scouts, celebrating our leaders. I mean, this is like the best stuff ever. And we have so many great ways to do that, to lift people up. I mean, it's just super important that we always are thinking about like, how are we going to present this? How are we going to present this award? How are we going to present this belt loop? And be really conscious in how we are delivering that thing. And I know we talk about baggy fest, right? Where people load up a baggie and they give it to somebody. And sometimes I guess that's necessary because we're running by the seat of our pants. We just need to get a bunch of stuff out. But there's some really cool ways to do this. And so we're going to talk about those ways today. So I'm excited. And I'm
Awesome.
going to ask you for your ideas because you have done this,
Yes, I
right?
have done this and I do have ideas. Thank you for saying that. By the way, Rusty's finally here. Rusty, we've been
Rusty,
talking
we were
about you.
waiting for you,
Make sure you
Rusty.
go back to the beginning, Rusty, if you missed the first 30 seconds or so. Also, our good friend DJ is here. Shout out to Rebecca from South Dakota. Hope you're staying warm up there,
Yes.
Rebecca. Scouter Craig from Kent, Ohio. Probably chilly up there as well.
Yeah.
A topic is awards and ceremonies. And it's interesting, Tamara, because we do a lot of our shows about the Cub Scout program, right? And how to go through the program. But then what do you do when the Cub Scouts earn an award? Also, when an adult earns an award. Lots of different types of ceremonies, den leader installation, Cub Master installation ceremonies, patrol leader installation, right? There's quite a few. I think you're gonna touch on some of those.
Yeah,
What about that, Tamara?
absolutely. So, first of all, I had a public service announcement. So, let's go for the first slide. Behind the scenes, Brian. First of all, huge round of applause for behind the scenes, Brian, one of my favorite people.
Absolutely.
So, just a reminder, I'm seeing everyone posting all your spectacular pictures of your Pinewood Derbies races, and they look like so much fun. Don't forget to encourage your Cub Scouts to enter the Pinewood Derby design on a race car. I hope you got to see the Cub Chat Live where Zach came on. He was inspired, I think, to be a driver because of his Pinewood Derby days. And it just like, he's so cool. And the winner is going to have his car is going to be wrapped in the design of that Pinewood Derby car. How cool is that, Aaron? And I was telling Brian, and Aaron, I don't know if you'd be up for this, but I want a road trip. I want to go see this.
How fun would that be?
Wouldn't that be fun? We could do a Cub Chat live from the racetrack and like see the family, see the car win. Obviously, Zach's going to win if he has this great design. Obviously.
Yep.
And so wouldn't that be fun? Anyway, I'm up for it. Let me know.
We had Zachary on the show, like you said, a couple of times, Tamara. He's great. He in looking at that photo there, he looks like a kid. He is young, but he is a professional NASCAR racer. And make sure you, if you haven't entered the contest yet, if you've built a Pinewood Derby car, you probably have pictures of it. All you got to do is send the pictures into us and you're entered for a chance to win.
It's a really short form. It's not like they ask for an essay or something scary. It's a picture and this little short form. Their entries are due by February 28th, obviously this month. Yep. Midnight Central Time. So please enter the contest. I want to see your car. Not your car, because I know the adults did not make the car.
Yes.
I want to see your kid's car.
Yes.
Like your design on his car. I think that would be so much fun.
I think that would be great. Ben says, always such a treat to have Tamara on. Agreed, Ben. Rob says they have their District Adult Awards party coming up in a little over a week. I would love to know more about that, Rob, and how that works.
Yes.
Because that is the topic of today's shows, awards and recognitions and ceremonies. Tamara, tell us, you know, why is this important and what different kind of ceremonies are we talking about here?
Absolutely. So when we talk about ceremonies, there's a couple of reasons why, or a presentation. You want to make it seem important, right? So if I just hand you a bag with a bunch of like stuff in it, I'm excited about getting the belt loops, but I don't really understand why this is important. So it gives us an opportunity to underscore the importance of whatever it was that we earned. So for example, if we earned something on the citizenship belt loop, wouldn't it be great to talk about citizenship and what your kids learned during that moment? Because we already know from data that parents have selected Cub Scouts because it checks the boxes on what parents want in a youth serving organization. And we know Cub Scouts is like a perfect match for that. So what happens though, sometimes, and I know Aaron and I have talked about this briefly before, in the chaos sometimes that happens in PAC meetings and DEN meetings, parents like forget why building a bunch of cities with Legos, how did that relate to whatever these ideals that they want in this youth serving organization? And they may forget that that is teaching your kids about building a neighborhood. Their house is part of a neighborhood. It's part of a community. And it's part of citizenship, being a good citizen in your neighborhood, in your community. And so when we remind them during our presentation of that particular award, then they're like, oh yeah, they're learning to be a good citizen. That's one of the core things I want my child to know. And so that's why it's good to tie it back in. It also makes your scouts feel important, right? We want them to feel like a super scout. We want them to feel recognized. And for a lot of scouts are motivated by advancement. We know that. And then we want our adults feeling important too, right? So I love the fact that Rob's got a leader function where they are recognizing the spectacular leaders in his district or council. That's amazing. That's awesome. We want to make sure that parents are excited about their child and know that their child is a rock star. What parent doesn't want to hear your child is a super scout?
Yeah.
Look at all the great things they've done.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, right?
Absolutely.
It's also, and then on a side note, kind of it's a great photo op. So when I say that, it doesn't mean like we should go out and publish necessarily all these photos, but it means that when someone is taking a photo of their child being a super scout because they're so proud and they post that on Facebook or Instagram about all the cool stuff their kid is doing, their friends are like, wow, that sounds kind of awesome. Maybe I want my child to be involved in that opportunity too. And then that becomes a good marketing for your pack. And it becomes constant marketing throughout the year because you're going to have these presentations throughout the year, right? So all good stuff.
Yeah, and that's one of my memories as a former Cubmaster, Tamara, was, you know, it means something to the kids. Not just to complete the requirements, but to get an award for it. There's a reason why that process exist, right? There's a reason why the Cub Scout program has been updated many times over the years, but some kind of awards recognition has been a part of the program for decades. And the reason why is because it means something, right? And anybody who's been a part of it, you know, Tamara, when you give a kid an award and you say, good job, and they get recognized in front of their peers and their parents, they stand a little taller, I think, right? They just feel, right. And it's really cool to see that, I think.
Well, and you know, we say that about kids, but I'll be honest, absolutely. I think adults are the same way. You're going
with this. Absolutely, yeah.
Right? You've worked so hard, you're passionate, your talent, you did it because you wanted to be there for your child. But when you're good job, Aaron, you know, you're a rock star, and let me get, you know, like that means something, even if it's something small, right?
I was just going to say, I have a...
Something falling on you?
I was going to look up because I have an award that I got from my pack when I retired as Cub Master, but I think it's at my office in Irving. So I thought maybe it was here. That's what I was...
I was worried that something was falling on your head. I was concerned for your safety.
But I was going to say, that was really nice and special that they did that. That was really, really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have some ceremonies that we're including in today with today's show. They'll be posted after. So Brian usually posts the slides for this and he'll post some resources. So the resources, these ceremonies are going to be included with that. So some of the resources that we're going to provide for you, the scripts, are for installation scripts. So when you have a new den leader, you have a new cub master, you have a new patrol leader, you can install them. And it doesn't have to be a lengthy process, but you're saying this person has stepped up to do this. And this is why this is important. And we're so excited. They're going to be a light for scouting in our unit. And we all applaud them. And it does a couple of things. It makes them feel really special because you have acknowledged that they have stepped up to do something. And it also is kind of encouraging for other parents. They're like, oh, wow. Like this guy's just like me, a parent just like me.
Right.
I might be able to do that. So it kind of like helps highlight the fact that the pack is run by volunteers. Volunteers are parents just like you. And here's what they're doing. So I think that that's a really cool thing. We also
a great point, if I could, real quick, Tamara.
Sure.
We talked about this, I think, before, that when a brand new family who doesn't know anything about Cub Scouts, when they see the grown-ups wearing the uniform, a lot of them think, oh, this person must be getting paid to get there. They don't necessarily realize that this is a parent just like them. So that's yet another benefit of doing a ceremony like this. Just wanted to share that real quick.
No, I love that you brought that up, because I don't know how many people, when I wear my uniform, people think I'm a paid professional staff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not. I'm a volunteer just like them. So yeah, that's so important. So we've included the den leader installation script, a cub master installation script, a patrol leader and a denner installation script. Again, remember, if your youth are stepping up into these positions, you also want them to believe, wow, I'm a leader and I'm being installed as a leader. It's important that I do a good job. And it just lends that ceremony, if you will, that importance to what they're doing, the tasks they're doing. So they're really short, doesn't take a long time, but it does make them do the scout oath and law. And this is how I'm going to lead through these, you know, things that I'm familiar with, and I'm going to be a great leader. So it's a really good way to do that.
And these are ceremonies, Tamara, that are done usually during a regular monthly pack meeting, or when do you suggest they're done?
So like a pack meeting, definitely for your den leader installation, your cub master installation, you want that in front of the pack, right?
Okay.
You want to be showcasing that these people are stepping up. They're parents just like you.
Yep.
Hopefully that'll get more people. On your patrol leader installation, your dinner installation, probably within your den, right?
Got it. Yep.
You know,
yep. So what a great idea, though, to recognize a new den leader, right? Again, think about somebody who just showed up. They weren't necessarily planning on being a den leader, right? We've all been there. And then all of a sudden, you know, a couple hours later, they've registered as an adult member of the Scouting America to do like a formal ceremony for them, to recognize them, to thank them for doing that in front of the whole pack. Like that's really special, I think, right?
Absolutely. Maybe give them their patch, right?
Yep.
Their den leader patch,
yep.
You know, and like,
instead of just saying, here's the handbook. Good luck, right?
Right. Bomba, yes. Yeah, exactly. Bone chance. Yeah, exactly.
Yep,
no.
Yep.
So those are kind of the leader installation stuff, both for the youth leader and the adult leader. But then think about having a ceremony or a presentation for welcoming new families. right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in September, October, when you have people coming in to your unit that are new because you've done your fall recruiting. Sometimes you have that stack, you know, you have multiple recruiting moments, or maybe someone's friend joins. It's nice to recognize those new families and present them with something in as they're new into the pack. And that allows other people in the pack to go, oh yeah, Carol and her family are here and I need to welcome them, right? So I think that that's a really nice moment. You might also have that in the spring too, right? When you have spring recruiting.
Yep. Yep.
And then one of my, I was going to call her my friend because I feel like she is, because we've exchanged so many emails and Facebook messages. Frances Lou Hicks, she's kind of a rock star. She loves to do ceremonies, and I love that about Frances. I mean, So she sent me a really nice bobcat ceremony that she says brings the tears to people's eyes. So I included that in our ceremony stuff. There's also a crossover flag ceremony, which is really cool. So let me explain how this goes, because I've never seen this done. When Frances was posting about this on Facebook, it seems so cool. So on the crossover flag ceremony, she has her AOL done, right? Who will have already crossed over, and they come back. And during when they come back for the next meeting, it's their final time in the pack. And they go and they do their flag ceremony and they bring their flag. They take it off of its pole and they fold it up. Now their flags are the size of a regular flag. So they do a regular flag folding moment for that flag. And then they put the pole back and then they hand that flag to the den leader. And they say, you know, thank you for your leadership in our AOL den. And then the wee belows are then the den that's the highest ranking den, the leaders of the pack. So I thought that was really cool.
That is very, very cool. Yes. And so we've got some folks asking about how they can find these scripts. To be clear, they're going to be available as soon as we're done here.
Is yes. That right? Yes. Yes. Right. They're all in one file. They're all PDF. So just download the whole thing. They're all going to be in there.
I've got it in front of me. I've got the file up right now. It's 31 pages. There's a lot of good stuff in here and a lot of ceremonies with sample scripts, supply lists, right? All the details you need basically to execute one of these ceremonies. The ceremony itself, 4 to 6 minutes, right, is one of them. So they're not huge, lengthy, hour-long ceremonies, which I think is probably the idea, right, Tamara?
Right. People can only sit through so much, even if it's a tearjerker. It's only so much we can sit through.
Exactly. Yes. I want to give a quick shout out before we go on to Rich, who's posting from Scottsdale. Rich, I was driving through your neighborhood last week. I'll be driving through again next week, and I'll shout at you when we drive by. Steve from Akron, Ohio. Good to see you. Richard from Versailles, Kentucky, celebrated blue and gold with a Minions themed party. Very, very cool. Love nice. To hear that. And Mary asked about posting the link. We will get that done here shortly, Mary. Our good friend Audrey.
Audrey.
Yes.
I love Audrey.
Love Audrey. Fun with flags. Creative idea. Yes. Thank you, Audrey. Okay, Tamara, I'm sorry I hijacked you there. But
this is a great
resource, and it'll be available here shortly.
I get super jazzed about all of the awesome leaders that come onto the
Absolutely.
Chat every
it's
week.
Very cool.
It's just so exciting.
Yes.
And then I've got an AOL ceremony. We're going to talk a little bit about that later. And Heather Bros was so kind, and she like gave me a script, and we weren't able to get it into the materials, but we will. I'm going to post that probably next week. So don't fear not. We're going to have all these up there. These ceremonies are great. And I'll be honest with you. A lot of the ceremonies and this work that we keep, I always bring content. Erin's always like, oh, she's got more stuff.
Yep. Another problem, Tamara.
We always want to make sure you get gifts when you come onto the theft. So if you're in a podcast or if you're listening to this while you're driving, make sure you go back to a computer at some point and download the materials, because there are going to be some really helpful things. So it's very exciting. All right. So we talked about ceremonies. Anything else about ceremonies you can think of, Erin?
No, I just think that it's just a great thing to keep in mind the value of doing it, taking just a few minutes to recognize someone. And one of the cool things about Cub Scouting is that, like we've said, our leaders are so creative, and there's a lot of room here to flex those creative muscles, right? You can follow these scripts by the letter if you'd like, or, you know, tweak them, make them your own. We're going to look at some examples, I think, right, Tamara, of what folks have made, little crafts and things like that. So really a chance to be creative and make it your own.
So the next part of it is like, we've got awards, right? We've got like things that you normally, I would think, would do in a den meeting when you're handing out your belt loops. I know some people like find that a struggle because they're talking about, oh, what if so-and-so doesn't come to the meeting and I bought all these belt loops? Yep. If you buy from a national service center, they will take returns. So that's just one thing to keep in mind. Not that I'm suggesting that you not support your favorite scout shop, but just if you are at a national scout shop, they will take returns. According to Anthony Berger, because I asked him about this. Mm-hmm. So he's a man in the know. So just remember, if you can do these at your den meeting or at the PAC meeting, once they've earned them, that's more meaningful because they remember what they did. Yes. And you're awarding things right when they earn it.
Right.
That's the best. So I've got some examples. So this is where I was combing the Facebook groups, and I always do Cub Scout volunteers, Cub Scout tricks and tips. They always have great things. You guys are always sharing in there. You're always so kind. I so appreciate the fact that when I go in there and someone is like looking for some idea for Wolf, you know, Council Fire or whatever, you guys already go, hey, did you check out the dead meeting resources? Because some people wander into the group and for some reason they haven't heard about the den meeting resources. Yeah. So you guys are so kind and you're always so helpful. And then when they ask about, oh, how did you do Rain Gutter Regatta trophies? You guys will go in and I pulled so much great information just by looking at those posts because that's how great our leaders are, Aaron, don't you think?
Absolutely. They are fabulous and we love them and their creativity has inspired, you know, some traditions that just live on for years and years and years, right? That come from the creative minds of our leaders.
Absolutely. So let's hit the different, like, let's look at some of the stuff they've come up with.
Let's do that? It. Yes, let's do
All
it.
All right. So the first thing is, it's like, it doesn't have to be complicated. So I loved Andrea's example here where she put some belt loops on and I think she was using, you know, a lot of people use those sticky dots and she wrote them out. So she didn't spend a lot of time putting them through a computer and, you know, but this works. So if you're doing something where you're handing something out in your den and you need something quick, you could do something like this. Charlotte, you know, she has something a little bit more fancy, right? But she's probably going to write the name on it. And that's really cute too. We've got some other examples. Brian, this is going to be the part where I'm going to work you.
Yeah, Brian, get those fingers going, Brian.
Yes,
you're about to.
I don't want you to cramp up. This is a big time. Okay. So I loved Amanda's idea. Like she has a little circle and super cute with the rank that the person's on and the different belt loops. And then of course you see Heather and Lori's example of one that they did for their den, the Intergalactic Chicken Nugget Patrol, which I thought was super cute.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I know, right? People got the best names ever. Okay.
Yes, it's great.
The next slide covers some stuff where I thought this is really creative because they've used a tongue depressor to slide the loops on so they can reuse the tongue depressor and then re-up this. So I thought that was really clever.
Very cool.
And then Stephanie Marie, this is not one that Stephanie actually did, but she saw this and had some questions. So I wanted to tell you about what this is. So this is, a lot of people are using either a paint stirrer or a ruler. And the only thing that you need to be worried about here is that the belt loops are a certain width. So if you take a paint stirrer and you paint it, remember the width is going to be more.
Right.
So then you get, I saw some sad notes because people had painted it and they no longer fit.
Too big,
So that's a lesson learned. So
let's
learn from those lessons that make sure that you make it a little bit less. And people were talking, my friend Bobby Galeza, he was like, oh, we always take off a bit of it. And so then when we paint it, it's the right size. So just there. But I love this idea because they're reusable. You know, they've added some other stuff on, they hang some stuff off.
Yep.
So I thought that was a really clever idea. The next slide is Erica. So what I like about this, like, so first of all, it's cute, but other people have done other things that are really cute like this too. So for example, Alona Burks Metcalf, she created some cute little tents. Like they were going camping one month. So her stuff for that month were all in tents. And that was so cute. And then she also had, she's like, and for October, I did pumpkins because it was October. And so I did a pumpkin. So like people get creative. And so if you're trying to figure out who could be your advancement chair, maybe it's somebody who just really enjoys being super creative and flexing that kind of a creativity muscle. This is Renee Sexton's post. And what I love about this is people are always like, oh, my child's waist is just not big enough to put 800 belt loops on, right? Because their waist is like this big. You know, how many belt loops could you have?
Right.
Right. So, and you know, you don't want to do double around them. That would be weird.
Yes.
So Renee created what I think is super clever and super easy, right? She took a blue frame, and I'm sure you could paint this if you needed to, put her pack number, put a fleur-de-lis, and then just ran some little twine across the back, and it becomes brilliant. Something that she can hang, right? It's super easy.
Brilliant.
I thought it was so cute. Okay.
Love it. Yes.
So next up, we have Melania's. So this box, this is made... Erin, she made this box.
It's awesome.
Crazy, right? Like, these are not fly by the seat of your pants people. Erin, these people are really on it.
Right.
So she made this for blue and gold. So this was not her normal thing. She made it for blue and gold. And then she had the stuff that they had earned in the last month. But then she had patches that they had also earned in the bottom of the box. And just because she's so awesome, she included a video, a YouTube on how to make these boxes.
Oh, that's great.
I know. So I'm going to try. I don't even know
what better than the creative leaders are the ones who are willing to share their creativity like that to make sure others can do it. So that's awesome.
So inspiring. So then I included Brian here because he created these super cute cards and he created them for all the ranks because Brian wasn't just focused on what was for him. No, no. He went and created all the ranks and created these little cards. So if you don't feel like creating something is your bag, which is fine, I gave you the link to this template. So on the last page of this presentation, there's a link for you to be able to go and get this and you can use this for yourself. So thank you, Brian, and Melania for being awesome people and sharing your stuff.
Awesome.
So this is Jessica. So Jessica, the reason I picked this is Jessica used a piece of paper and made a loop. Talk about a scout is thrifty.
It's pretty simple. Yeah.
Right. It's super simple. You don't have to be making a box. Like this is not that, doesn't seem as complicated as that.
Yeah.
I thought they turned out really cute. And so I really appreciated her sharing that. And then look at Katie Stevens. So what I love about Katie's idea, these are one thing for her den, her adventure, her loops, but they're a bookmark. So isn't that cute? Like Scout could use it again.
I love it.
I do too. I love it. And there's some really cute bookmarks up in the Brand Center that you might be able to leverage if you wanted to.
Yep.
So the next one, Brew Leo. I was so impressed by this. He made this thing where it's a shirt. It's a scout shirt. So you can make it in either khaki or this or in yellow. But he included this whole document on how to make this. It's so impressive. So kudos to you, Brew. I have actually included that. That's in the ceremonies file. So it's going to be in the ceremonies file. So it has step-by-step instructions on how to create this. I think it's amazing. And here's Sandy's example. Again, what I love about Sandy's example is that a lot of packs were looking for, well, how do you keep your parents knowledgeable about what they've earned? Now, in this lion den, they may not be familiar with Scout Book. They may not feel comfortable logging in and seeing what's going on.
Right.
So this den leader has provided them an opportunity to show exactly what they've done and when they earned it. And then, of course, using the popsicle stick example to hand out those belt loops.
Awesome.
So these are the awards that we do for belt loops, but we also have awards for our activities, right?
Right.
So these popcorn awards, look at this. Like Emily, and I know Emily's on here. Girl, you rock. Like, look at this. I'm telling you. Emily, like her, these popcorn awards, I was like, what on earth? How did she get the popcorn to look that good? Emily's like an artist. Well, she has an entire supply list of this in one of our groups. I think it's maybe volunteers or tricks and tips, but these are all dollar store items that she got. Then she painted the foam, the floral foam. And then these popcorn is actually, I think she said they were lights.
I was Emily, this, you're telling me this is not real popcorn?
Because
I'm getting hungry just looking at it.
Aren't they amazing? Good job, Emily. Oh my gosh. I can't imagine how excited her scouts were to get this. I mean, this is unbelievably cool. And all right.
Emily says in the chat, these were so much fun to make. So see, not only is it fun to give these away, it's also fun to make them. Very cool.
Emily, tell us, were those lights? Am I remembering correctly that popcorn were somehow lights that you found somewhere? I thought this was unbelievably cool.
Very cool.
Okay. So then the next one, we have Mark and Catherine's popcorn trophies. And I loved Mark's. I thought the verbiage that he put on the outside was exceptional. And they just look so special. And honestly, Mark had another picture where I swear there must have been 30 or 40 presentations. Mark made a ton of these. I was impressed by how many he had to make. And then Catherine, her stuff was very similar. Again, dollar store items. She used foam. And she said that she learned from last year that foam expands. So if you don't have a hole in the bottom, then it can cause trouble.
That's interesting. Okay.
It's a lesson learned. I didn't know
from
about
their
that.
Experience. Yeah, that's great.
I was glad that Catherine shared that. So hers are so cute. And then if you see in between, there's a popcorn hat. She actually posted instructions on how to make that popcorn hat. So I included those two. That's in there. Super shout out for everybody, for all the great stuff they did. So inspiring. It makes me want to run back to my pack and start doing all this cool stuff.
Yes.
So the next thing we were going to talk about is Pinewood Derby. And there are so many examples. And if you have Pinewood Derby examples and you posted them and I did not include them, please don't take offense. There were so many that it was hard for me to like even decide which ones to include.
Yeah, this would be a big one, I would think, right?
There are so many. Yeah. So I love Kelsey's. So Kelsey had these really cute little Pinewood Derby trophies. And then she also had the specialty awards that were like these round discs. And they were so cute. And I thought very natural looking. So I thought those were worth mentioning. Nicole, she did some really cute little Pinewood Derby trophies as well. And then if we go to the next thing, we have... Heather, and what I loved about Heather, she's like describing how she came up with this. So that's a training wheel, like that she found in her dad's garage. It's like 30 years old, maybe from her bike. I don't know.
Probably, yeah. Yep.
And then she used that, and she herself taught herself how to use all the tools necessary to cut these. So isn't that cool that she like embraced this opportunity to learn a brand new skill?
And I feel like the flying tire award should go to the car that falls apart, which seems like that happens, you know. So it's nice to get an award.
And then the Golden Turtle Award, that's a 3D turtle. And then she painted it. But I just think these turned out really good. Erin, I know in our pack when we did Pinewood Derby, I had certificates for everyone.
You did too.
Right.
Yep.
And yep. I did stuff like most likely to get a speeding ticket, you know, the I can't drive 55 award, you know, the best paint job award. And then I think my favorite trophy to hand out at Pinewood Derby was always the one that was the best scout award. And it was the person who was in the audience who demonstrated the best scout oath and law, because it's hard for young people to sit there and lose sometimes, right?
Yeah, right.
And to still have a positive attitude and still be cheering on everybody else. And I'm telling you, like when you give out an award like that and you make a big deal about it, that scout remembers.
Absolutely.
You know? And it inspires other scouts to do better. Because that's a hard lesson, right? To learn how to be a good loser, or how, you know, how not to be so disappointed that it ruins your day or whatever.
Right.
So did you have some good awards like that too?
Yeah, we did. We did certificates for just about everything. I didn't think about the Scout Award, Scout Spirit Award. That's a great idea. I wish I had done that. But we did make sure that everybody got recognized, and it's helpful in a situation like that. because I was usually the one running the race, right? So it's helpful to have volunteers who are aware of which cars are the fastest and which ones aren't. So they know, okay, this car is going to get the best paint job. This car is going to get the best tires and different things like that.
And we would hand them out in between the runs, you know, because it would take up time and get them doing something besides, you know, hitting their friend or whatever, you know?
Yes. Okay. That's exactly what we did. Yep.
So then we got Rain Gutter Regatta. And I know I always run a little over. I'm so sorry.
Okay, yeah, we're good.
Okay. So these are our Rain Gutter Regatta. I thought they were so cute. I don't remember us having such cute Rain Gutter Regatta trophies. So these are some cute little rubber duckies from Jamie and then Scott. Scott found this award like in a thrift store and then totally redid it, which I thought was super thrifty.
Yep.
And then the next ones are from Chris Pullman and Mike McDonald. So Chris has cooler tools than I do because he said he created with a 3-in-1 3D printer, laser engraver, CNC machine called a Snap Maker. I'm like, that sounds amazing. Oh, I love Emily does an award for
that's awesome. Giving an award to an entire den is a great idea. Yep.
That's great. And he did that on 3-inch plexiglass, but look how cute those are. And then, I mean, that looks like I won something like a Grammy. Like, this looks like something like really special.
Yeah.
And then Mike McDonald has a 3D printer. I'm a little jealous. I'm kind of thinking like I need a 3D printer. Probably not. But these are, I thought they turned out really, really good. So then we talk about next are like the rank advancement ceremonies. So again, when you're doing a ceremony for a rank advancement, remember to remind the parents what they've learned, what their kid has learned this year, and then also remind them what they're going to learn next year, some of the things that will happen next year that's special, because that's going to keep parents that were thinking, well, then they're going to go, well, there's no way I'm going to take Johnny out of Cub Scouts, even though he's adding soccer to his schedule, because look at all the awesome stuff that he's doing and he's learning. So just keep that in mind. Then we already talked about the AOL final ceremony, which is on the next slide. That's a picture that Frances sent me of her AOL den doing their final flag folding and retiring it. And then the next one is from Heather Bros. So Heather, unbelievably creative. I mean, this stuff is so impressive.
Boy, it looks amazing.
My goodness. So she sent me her stuff, and guys, I promise I'll get it up for you with Brian next week. So look for it next week. But she sent us the files that she used for her Cricut. I think she has a Cricut or a Silhouette to put on the candles. She sent a detailed supply list of everywhere she got all the things to make those necklaces. And then all the things she used to make those, the signs are really cool. The arrow and then the ribbons, the feathers that are hanging down represent every year that the kid was in Scouts, Cub Scouts. And then the beads are representing, you can't really see them super well, the required and the elective adventures that they completed during that time. So Heather, this is so impressive. I was blown away by this. This is so good. And she's done a whole bunch of really cool ceremonies that will be in that file too, that are the tiger to wolf, wolf to bear, those kind of ceremonies. So we will be including that too. So be on the lookout.
Yep.
So our final category is adult recognition. Adult recognition does a lot. It not only thanks the person that spent so much time and dedicated so much, but it also is encouraging for other people to step up too. Because if they feel like you are so appreciative of Allison or Sue or whoever else that you're recognizing, then they're going to be more willing to step up because they're like, wow, people really appreciate this. So Logan Ferrero was nice enough to supply this. I think this is a beautiful plaque. I love Kristen Martin. Like, she was so sweet. She was like offering to help other people do these and send them stickers and all kinds of stuff. Just the nicest lady. So you see it has a Cub Scout sticker in the middle. She just used a really high quality wooden hanger, and then she used Cricut or Silhouette to cut those letters out so that she could make those special for her leaders. And I mean, every leader needs a nice hanger to put their uniform shirt on. So this is so nice.
Very cool.
Very cool. All right. And then my friend Annalise, who's helping out with one of our sub teams on the National Cub Scout Committee, shared with me that they do something like this. So at their Blue and Gold, they always recognize other adults and volunteer leaders. And they say something like, thank you for choosing to be a part of our pack. And they give them chewing gum, right? Or you're a light to our pack, and they give them a flashlight or a candle or a light bulb. You were meant to be part of our pack, and give them some mints. You know, yeah, does this sound a little cheesy? Maybe, but I think it's so cute, right? And it's like showing people that you appreciate them. And that's so important. I think people always are so much more willing to continue helping if they feel appreciated, right? So, yes. I mean, did you have any ways that you,
I wasn't that creative, but we definitely made it a point to recognize everybody who had volunteered, like usually at our blue and gold or at our end of the year banquet or just in a random, you know, after a successful camp out at the next pack meeting, we would call out the person who coordinated that ride, who played did all the logistics work and things like that. I wish I had been more creative, but I didn't think about that, to be honest, Tamara, but I love seeing all this. Hopefully we'll inspire some folks watching now to do something
like that. Yeah. And so, like, I know one of the things my husband got when he stepped down from being a Cup Master was a picture of the pack. Yeah. And it had mat around the edge. And they had each of the Cub Scouts had signed around the edge, and it was framed. And it was so lovely and so touching, right? Yep. Did it cost him a lot of money to do that? No, but it was just so nice, right? So stuff like that really makes a lot of difference, you know, to people.
Absolutely.
So then I have a final thing, and this is nothing to do with awards. It's Valentine's Day coming up. And so one of our volunteers, and I'm so sorry, it doesn't have our name on here. The one in the middle is an example that came from Homeschool Bus. It's a site for homeschool people, and it's so cute. And so what this leader did was they did the Let's Stick Together. They went on a little scavenger hunt in the yard and they picked up some sticks. And then the one on the right is what they were making. So they made these little Valentine's cards. And so if you were really like so inspired and you had this a little bit earlier, I would also, because this is me, the marketing person, I would include something about my pack, some information about my pack inside my Valentine's card, because that's the kind of person I am, Aaron.
That's awesome. That's great. Ben says he loves the uniform hanger idea. Rob says he uses a laser engraver at his local library to make Pinewood Derby trophies. Rob, I have actually walked past that laser engraver before. I know what he's talking about. I'm scared that I'm going to break it, but that's good to know.
I
don't trust myself around that kind of technology, but that's very, very cool. Jason says they have a behavior award that they give out during for dens that behave during pack meetings, which is very, very cool. Ben says this has been my favorite Cub Chat Live today. It's probably because we had Tamara on. Tamara, when we get to chatting, you know, there's no slowing us down. So we did run a little bit long today, but we want to remind everybody that we're going to post the resources online as soon as we're done here. Here's a couple of other resources folks can check out.
Yeah. The cardstock box, that's the link to that. The ceremonies files, Brian's going to post that. Adventure cards that were from Brian Palmer are on that link. The Scout Shirt Awards is going to be in that presentation file. And then don't forget, next week, check back, and I'm going to have all Heather's awesome material up there too, so that you'll have that.
Brian, throw that URL up one more time before we say goodbye to make sure folks see it. Thank you all for watching today. Tamara, excellent job. Before we let you go, any other final thoughts on awards and presentations and ceremonies? Anything else we need to share?
No, just make it special. You know, make whatever you're doing, make it special, make it meaningful, help your parents know how valuable their scouts are, how amazing they are, how amazing your leaders are. It just goes a long way, you know, to making people want to stay a part of the pack, want to be involved, and want to volunteer.
Yeah. We've been doing Cub Chat Live now. It's been like a few years, Tamara, and we've done shows themed on like building a community, building your pack community. This could kind of go along with that, right? The awards and ceremonies and recognition and things like that. It's a way to make people feel good about themselves. It's a way to make them want to come back next week. And it's a way to make them tell their friends that they need to
Come back next year.
Yes. It's a win-win. Win-win-win, as I call it.
Exactly.
Happy Friday. Thank you all for watching today. We appreciate it.
Happy birthday, Scouting America. Job,
as usual. Yeah, happy birthday to Scouting America. I hope you all celebrate this weekend as you see fit. Be sure and tune in to the blog next week for coverage on how the celebration went and all the different things we did. But Tamara, again.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Great I love our job. Leaders. I great. Love our leaders.
Yes. Great job, Tamara, by you. Jennifer says, great idea. That's a great closing comment. We'll leave it with that. Happy Friday. Happy Cup Chat Live. Happy birthday. See you all next week. Bye, everybody. Bye. See you, Tamara.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.